You're not behind on AI because you're not smart enough. You're behind because your learning is random. If you're like most executives I talk to, your AI usage looks like this. You poke at a few tools, copy a prompt from Twitter, get one or two decent outputs, and then nothing changes in your actual operating rhythm.
Exactly. It's like doing one workout, buying three more fitness apps, and then wondering why your VO2 max is exactly the same. The system reveals the truth, and in most calendars, there is no system for AI learning at all.
This episode is about fixing that. In the next few minutes, we're going to design a simple 30-day AI learning sprint that fits inside a maxed-out executive schedule. No hobbyist rabbit holes, no tool tourism. Just one clear focus, one daily 10-15-minute practice, and a weekly review that converts experiments into leverage.
Think of it as an operating system for learning any new technology, starting with AI. One sprint, one page, repeatable forever.
Here's the structure for today's briefing. First, we'll define what an executive AI learning sprint actually is and why it beats sporadic experimentation. Then, we'll walk through four steps: choosing a single high-leverage workflow, designing your daily micro-practice, running a weekly review, and converting what works into durable systems. We'll close with common pitfalls and a one-page action plan you can start this week. Let's start with the core concept.
So, what is an executive AI learning sprint? At its simplest, it's a 30-day block where you commit to two constraints. First, you pick one workflow, not 10. Second, you practice on real work for 10 to 15 minutes a day, and you review that practice once a week. That's it. No course, no certification, no new calendar layer. Just a constraint-driven learning loop built around your actual responsibilities.
And the reason this beats unstructured dabbling is simple. You don't need more exposure to AI. You need compounding capability. Random usage creates anecdotes. Structured sprints create assets, prompts, checklists, small automations, decision rules. Executives win by building assets, not collecting anecdotes.
There's also an attention economics angle. You're already paying the cognitive cost of thinking, I should be better at AI. That open loop burns energy every time you see a headline or a demo. A 30-day sprint closes the loop. You move from vague guilt to defined practice. Precision drives agency.
So that's the definition. Now, step one, you select one high-leverage workflow and define a simple before and after metric. If you get this wrong, the entire sprint turns into busy work. If you get it right, 30 days is enough to permanently bend your time and quality curve.
Let's make this concrete. A high-leverage workflow usually sits at the intersection of three things. One, it recurs weekly or more. Two, it touches either revenue, key decisions, or reputation. And three, it has some cognitive or mechanical load that AI can plausibly help with. Examples: weekly investor updates, strategic memo drafting, pipeline review prep, board communication, or turning meeting notes into clear follow-ups.
Pick one of those for the next 30 days. Just one. Then attach a metric. Don't overcomplicate it. You want a before and after that you can measure without a consultant. Time spent per instance. Quality rating on a 1-5 scale. Number of revisions. Delay between I should do this and it's done. For example, I currently spend 90 minutes drafting the weekly CEO update. I want that to be 40 minutes without quality dropping. That's enough specificity.
A quick rule of thumb, if you can't describe the workflow and the metric in two sentences, it's too fuzzy for a 30-day sprint. For the next 30 days, I'm using AI to improve X, and I'll measure it by Y. If that feels awkward, tighten it until it doesn't.
Once you've selected the workflow and the metric, you're ready for step two, designing the daily practice. The constraint here is non-negotiable. 10 to 15 minutes once per day on real work. Not demo prompts, not fantasy scenarios. Your actual pipeline, your actual docs, your actual calendar.
Think of this as micro-experimentation. Each day, you run one small experiment with AI on that workflow. You might ask it to draft a first pass, critique your draft, generate variations, extract structure, or turn bullet chaos into a clean artifact. The format stays the same. One real input in, one AI-assisted output out, and one quick observation.
A simple daily pattern you can steal. 1. Load a real artifact. For example, yesterday's meeting notes or last week's investor update. 2. Give AI a specific job. Draft a concise, confident investor update in my voice using these notes. Keep it under 400 words. 3. Review the output and tweak the prompt once. Not five times, once. 4. Jot a two-line log. What worked, what didn't.
And to handle the obvious objection, yes, you have 10 minutes. You're not adding time, you're reallocating it. Take it from low-yield scroll, or from staring at a blank page, or from that third reread of an email you know you should just send. 10 minutes of instrumented practice beats 30 minutes of vague anxiety about AI every single day.
Also, notice what we're not doing. We're not trying 12 tools. We're not building an automation stack on day one. Pick one primary model, ChatGPT, Claude, whatever you already have, and stay there for the sprint. Depth first, tools later. Clarity is leverage, and clarity comes from focused reps.
So you've got your workflow, your metric, and your daily 10-minute micro-experiment. Step three is where this becomes an actual operating system, the weekly review cadence. This is the difference between I tried some stuff and I can now reliably do this faster and better with AI.
Once a week, ideally, same day, same time, you run a 20-30-minute review. Calendar it like any other executive commitment. You're answering three questions. 1. What did I try? 2. What moved the metric? And 3. What should I double down on or discard next week?
Practically, this can be extremely lightweight. You open your two-line daily logs, you glance at your metric, time per task, quality rating, whatever you chose. Then you summarize three things: one core prompt or pattern that's working, one that clearly isn't, and one new variation you'll test next week. That's your entire review. No slide deck required.
Here's an example. Week one, your log might say, AI is good at first drafts, bad at my tone. Time saved, 20 minutes. Week 2, after refining your instructions, you see, tone is closer. I only needed one revision. Time saved, 30 minutes. By week 3, you might notice, if I give last week's update as a style reference, the output is almost plug and play. That pattern, that reference technique, becomes an asset you can reuse.
The point of the weekly review is not to admire your prompts. It's to decide what becomes standard, what gets dropped, and what gets one more week of testing. Patterns create power. Your job as an executive is to recognize the pattern early and then institutionalize it.
Which takes us to step 4, converting wins into systems. This is where the sprint pays off. You're no longer just better at AI. You're embedding capability into your operating model. There are 3 simple conversion paths: SOPs, prompts, and small automations.
First, SOPs. If a particular AI-assisted workflow is clearly working, write a 1-page checklist or playbook. For example, weekly investor update. Step 1, drop raw bullet notes. Step 2, run this prompt. Step 3, edit for tone. Step 4, ship. That document means you can delegate the setup, protect consistency, and avoid reinventing the wheel every Friday.
Second, prompts. Any prompt that consistently creates value deserves to be saved, versioned, and named. Treat it like a template, not a throwaway. Title it Board Update Synthesizer V2 or Customer Call Debrief Extractor. Store it in a place your future self and your team can actually find.
Third, small automations, if and only if the workflow is stable. Once you've proven that a human-in-the-loop process works, you can start layering in tools that trigger AI on a schedule or from a specific event, a new document in a folder, a meeting ending, a deal stage changing. But notice the order: behavior, then pattern, then automation, not the other way around.
Exactly. The most expensive mistake executives make with AI is automating unclear workflows. You scale confusion. Your 30-day sprint is an anti-confusion engine. It forces you to clarify the work, the metric, and the sequence before you touch automation.
Now, we should talk about the common failure modes because they're predictable. The first is chasing tools, the second is perfectionism, and the third is turning this into yet another side project instead of integrating it into your operating rhythm.
On tool chasing, switching platforms constantly is usually a sophisticated way of avoiding focused reps. During the sprint, constrain yourself. One primary model, maybe one backup if your company mandates it. That's it. Your calendar and your habits matter more than whatever just launched overnight.
On perfectionism, your first week of outputs will be mediocre. That's not a bug. That's literally the point. You're learning how to communicate with a new kind of collaborator. The goal of week one is not excellent outputs. It's useful signal about what the model can and can't do for this workflow. Give yourself permission to ship with AI as an assistant, not an oracle.
And on turning this into a side project, if your sprint requires a new Notion workspace, a Miro board, and a weekly retrospective with 6 stakeholders, it's already dead. This should live where your work already lives. Same calendar, same documents, same communication channels. Remember, the constraint is what makes this sustainable. One workflow, 10 to 15 minutes a day, 4 weekly reviews.
If you're worried that 30 days is too big a commitment, zoom out. You're already committing 30 days, over and over, to staying vaguely stressed about AI. You might as well convert one of those cycles into structured capability. You don't need belief, you just need a start date.
So, let's lock in the action step. This week, commit to one 30-day AI learning sprint. On a single page, physical or digital, write 3 things. 1. The workflow you've chosen. 2. The metric you'll track before and after. And 3. Your daily 10-15-minute practice pattern.
You can phrase it like this. For the next 30 days, I will use AI to improve my workflow by metric, by spending 10-15 minutes each day running one real micro-experiment and logging what I learn. That sentence is your operating system. Everything else is iteration.
If you build this habit, you're no longer reacting to technology waves. You're running a repeatable playbook for turning uncertainty into leverage. And you can reuse the same sprint pattern whenever the next tool, model, or entire category shows up.
If this briefing helped you move from vague AI curiosity to a concrete plan, make sure you're not relying on chance to hear the next one. Hit subscribe so these 10-minute systems briefings are waiting for you when you're ready to make your next strategic move.
You'll get one focused insight, 3 supporting angles, and a clear action step so you can make your next move count. You're listening to The Agentic Executive. Stay agentic.